Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Isaiah 56. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord to serve Him, to love the name of the Lord and to worship Him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer. This is the text, my dear brother and sister. Very, very rarely in the church year, all three readings are sharply focused on the same theme. Today, the universality of God's plan of salvation is this theme. All three readings talk about how God wants to save all people. And He does that through the work of the church. In the Old Testament reading, Isaiah, or God, calls His house a house of prayer for all nations. Paul writes to the Gentile Romans, and he said, you are included in His plan of salvation. The grace is also to you. And the Romans said, hooray to the Lord. And in the gospel reading for today, we see that Jesus helps a woman that was not of the people of Israel. She was a Canaanite from Tyre and Sidon up there north of the shores of eastern shore of the Mediterranean, who had nothing to do with the people of Israel, and yet, Jesus helps her. He tests her faith violently. He said, listen, I came to the children of Israel, and it's not right to take the bread from the children and feed it to the dogs. Jesus called her a dog, and she said, yes, Lord, I know, but the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the children's table. Even the crumbs that fall off the Lord's table is enough to heal me. The least of the blessings from God will feed me and help me. For the last 12 years, we had a little guest living with us, a little quadruped with a big fluffy tail called Sophie. And Sophie would come during meal times and lay her chin on my leg and look up at me. And once in a while, a little morsel would slip through my fingers to her. And I was criticized by those that shared the kitchen table with me. One of them was, Poppy, that's not good for her. Stop it. Well, I silenced my critics by quoting that this is in the Bible, the dogs get the crumbs. That usually gave me the final word. So, in all these readings, even the dogs in the kingdom of God, like the dogs in our household, are fed by the abundance of bread in the household, by the abundance of the word in the world of God, God's household. Everyone is minded and looked after and taken care of. And you and I are the dispensers of God's grace. What an honor and what a privilege. What a great time to be alive in a world where we have bombing after bombing and trucks killing people by the dozens around the globe. Those are acts of evil against which the church rises. The church is not silent. But it goes like a mighty army and offers what? Flowers and love and forgiveness and encouragement. Words of life, not of judgment and condemnation, but hope in Christ. And all of this is achieved through spreading the word of God. God's plan is truly universal, and it started way back there in the Garden of Eden when He promised a Savior to Adam and Eve when they had sinned. And if He saves Adam and Eve, He saves their family, and you are family of Adam and Eve. They were the first ones. We come from them. You and I then are also the object of God's love and forgiveness, as we've learned to know since the day of our baptism. Little Madison Olivia has no clue what happened to her today, but this will prove useful for the rest of her life, as she is forgiven and considered one of the children in God's household that gets to sit at the table and satiate herself and be satisfied with the abundance of gifts from God that you and I have learned to know throughout all this time. Jesus sent His Son into the world to save the world. And in Jesus' own words, He said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Well, who was lost? What was lost? All men have sinned and fall short of the standards of God. All have sinned, therefore all need to be saved. While announcing the birth of Jesus to the shepherds in the fields nearby the stable in Bethlehem, the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." All means all. 7 billion of them today in our world. Presently, there are 195 countries in the world. 97 if you add the Vatican, not recognized by United Nations organization as a country, or the Palestinian Authority. These two extremes, I think it's funny, but anyway, 195 countries. In 50, we are not welcome. In 60 countries, Christianity is banned. That leaves 135 to which we can go freely without breaking any laws and proclaim the gospel. And you might say, where do we begin? 135 countries. These 60 countries are quite harsh. In the last 100 years, more Christians have given their lives for their faith than in the first 1900 years of Christianity. Just in the 20th century, more have died than in 1900 years prior to that. The 10 top are led by North Korea, and imagine Somalia, and Yemen, and Eritrea, and then some other countries quite familiar to you and me in the news because we've been active militarily trying to fix things there. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait. Christians are forbidden, hated, and persecuted in these nations. But that still leaves us the rest. And you might be shocked at the cyclopean, at the gigantic, gigantic task waiting for us. You say it's impossible. It's not. Because it's the Holy Spirit that uses His word to convert the masses. You and I just have to plant the word. And how do we plant the word? By what we think, by what we speak, and by what we say. And you might think the world is full of mind readers. They know what you're thinking. Actually, they are not mind readers. They are just observers. Because what you think shows itself in the words you speak, in your posture, in the things you do. And we Christians know that that is personal witness, personal living of our faith. That's the most effective way to evangelize people. Only in Pentecost were there 3,000 converted in one time. Conversion doesn't happen by the dozen. Perhaps when my cousin in Mozambique and Angola baptized 42 little children in one day. But that's the exception. The rule is what happens in our kitchen, in our backyard with the neighbors, at work, when we share our faith and we show that we have an Almighty God backing us up, endorsing us, pushing us forward. So we go into the whole world and make disciples of all creatures. A very smart theologian in the 1600s said that the church carries out its ministry through five ways. The proclamation of the gospel is done through worship services, through education, like in Sunday school, confirmation, Bible classes, through fellowship, like we're going to have Thursday night after the church, that wine and cheese, that's important. It is important because it brings people together. People talk. People feel united. There is a glue that brings us all together, and that is the interest for missions. Besides that, there is service. When we take food and cookies and flowers to people that just came out of the hospital, or people that lost a loved one, and we comfort them emotionally. When we reach out to one another in love and help with the necessities of body and the worldly necessities of one another, that's service. And the last way in which we carry out the proclamation of the gospel is personal witness. In Greek, martyria. Martyr comes from that word. Martyr in Greek means witness. And no witness speaks clearer and louder than the ones that lay their life on the line for the gospel. You and I have not yet been pressed into service to that extent. We're still all alive and healthy here. But if it comes to that, that'll be okay. Because He who gave us our life in this world guarantees life eternal. So Christians witness their faith when they share the Word of God with one another, one person at a time. All you have to do, drop the seeds. God will make it grow and sprout and multiply. It's been like that for 2,000 years. And I know it will continue all the way until Judgment Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.